This email was received by Matt Straup 6 years ago this month. Guys, it was fantastic to get out there with everyone last night. We went out, punched in, and punched out. Solid win. Everyone played well, and Matt looked good in his debut. We play UNC Finest next Tuesday. Be there at 6:50. It will be an early, tough test. They are good, so everyone must bring their A-plus game, and anything less than a win is unacceptable. Great win. See you Tuesday for a big game.
Yeah, you know, you ever have like that person who runs the rec team? This is a flag football team. And the guy running it was just one of these very intense coach types. You know, he sent a slew of these emails, motivational. He would send YouTube clips to motivate people. He was so serious about it. It was pretty great.
I think that is beautiful.
By the way, I think you would be a good coach from that. I know you're not a big sports person, but that you had the right tone there.
Well, I am a pretty beloved improv coach, so.
I want you as a sports coach, though.
I would like to. I really like the idea of sports. I just don't like playing them.
Yeah, or understand them entirely.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
The following email was sent by Nicole Dressbell 11 years ago this month. First and foremost, welcome to New York. Secondly, and least most, I think I'm going to skip out on tonight. I'm at work now, soaked damn through to the bone from a journey around the East Village and a fight with a police officer and several precinct employees. And I think I may just head back to the suburbs once I get off work. And if you're looking for stuff to do, there's a production of Richard II. It's inferior to Christiana's in a number of ways. You were better than your counterpart, too. You were also competing with an actual 84-year-old man who looked like he was just stalling before death met him in the wings and brought him to a better place. So there's that. Hope you have a great time, Nicole. Quite a bit to unpack in this email, Nicole.
Yeah, that's fair.
I want to start with the fight with the police officers quickly. Can you tell me what happened there?
Yes, I was an employee at a place, and we needed to get a police report on a theft, and it was impossible to get this police report. I don't remember why, but I remember the precinct was a real long walk from work, and I couldn't get that police report. And I went several times to get it. I don't remember what was so difficult about it, but I vividly remember that frustration.
And it appeared you were not a fan of the 84-year-old man's acting efforts.
What's funny? Okay, so this email was to a fellow classmate in college who, after college, was going to be hanging out in New York. I don't know if it's clear, but I'm flirting with this person.
Oh, not clear at all. Not even close to clear.
I think it's probably clear if you realize that I have implied that her undergraduate Shakespeare company production is superior to a professional New York company.
Okay.
So that is a tip off that I'm flirting.
Right.
And I guess I don't know. I don't know if I remember liking this professional production that I saw. So I don't know if I'm playing up its inferiority as a flirtation technique, which, again, apparently doesn't read.
Yeah, and I suppose perhaps the venom with which you went after the 84-year-old could then be read as a flirtation technique as well.
That is what it was. That is absolutely what it was.
Got it. Now I understand.
Yep.
Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondence and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Straup.
And I am Nicole Dressbell. And our guest this week is comedian Andy Bustillos.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Andy.
How you doing?
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You've been very frantically making sure all of your emails were as organized as possible.
I'm trying to find this one specific email, and it's not easy.
Really?
Because I don't know, like, what buzzwords were using it. It's been a while since I read it.
You like, you know those emails that like you really remember them, but then when you try to find it, I know exactly what you're talking about. You can't.
It's like, was it an email? Or I mean, it must have been an email.
I didn't make
it up. It definitely happened. Yeah, so that's what I'm in the process of doing.
Okay.
I want to help, but I don't want to give it away. But like my desire to fix it has kicked in right away.
Well, while you're searching, I think we will set up our first segment we're going to do in that. As always, is email roulette.
Email roulette.
What we're going to do here is have you compose an email to someone you don't want to send an email to. And later on the show, we'll determine whether you have to send that email. Nicole, would you say that's an accurate assessment?
Yes, I would say that's dead on, Matt.
Okay. So, do you have a person you do not want to send an email to?
Yeah, it's someone who, like, towards the end of us, like, being friends, I got, like, an email that was just what seemed like he was losing his mind. And it was just like like robotic responses to messages I was trying to communicate with them, and just getting back very like robotic responses, nothing with like emotion.
Okay.
And it was very bizarre. And I felt like I was going crazy. And I remember like showing everyone these messages. But I'm trying to find those.
But this also sounds, so you're describing a friendship. It sounds a little bit like a breakup though.
Yeah. We were on a team together at some point. And it started to get like very tense because I couldn't make it to stuff and a lot of people were busy. And then all of a sudden, you started to get like mad about that stuff. And it got like really weird and intense. And then there was like a point where he just hit, where he just started responding very like, I would like that. That sounds bad. Just like very dry stuff. And when I would ask questions, it would be like deferring them or like deflecting them with very like weird robot answers.
So instead of ghosting you, he roboted you.
Yeah. Oh. Apparently that's a thing.
Is it a thing or did he kind of coin that?
I mean, I had never seen someone, like I've been ignored or like, you know, some sort of very long response to something, but never like weird where it made me feel like I was crazy.
Oh, it's, I do it.
Robot
I would do
responses?
This. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Passive aggressive read into the fact that I'm withholding.
Oh, no.
Oh, for sure.
That feels like a lot of work.
Oh, it's the best kind of work. Here's what I will say. Andy, I love that you have brought this to us because as a person who's going on a decade in this community, there has not been enough improv drama on this podcast. And that is, of all the email drama, improv drama is some of the richest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So did other people on this team, were they as concerned about the situation as you were?
I think everyone else was like, oh, that's just what he is. That's what he does. And it wasn't as big a deal. But then he started to do it to everyone else as well. And that's when like we were all like, okay, we have to sit and talk to him because I think this is pretty much done at this point.
So I will say typically email roulette, it's a loaded, dangerous game. That's mm-hmm. why we've called it what we've called it.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, though, there's just fun in composing the email. I am genuinely very uncomfortable.
Yeah,
this is the first time I've ever aggressively been on the side of the guest in hoping that this email that's going to be composed does not get sent. I do not want to open up this wound.
Yeah.
There's no squeamish joy in it for me.
The vast majority have been sort of unrequited love.
Yes.
And sort of, let's have fun with this. Or a weird breakup situation or something like that, where we're kind of rekindling the flame in a way that's uncomfortable for the guest.
Yes.
But this is rekindling a very different kind of flame, it sounds like.
Yeah, just like a really awkward...
Oh, God.
...thing, because like...
Yeah, I feel like... Okay, so most of the time... We make up an email and we just have a blast with it. This, I just feel like I kind of want answers. Like,
I know. This is not going to be a... You're right.
I want to say what happened to
his
brain.
Yeah,
Here's the thing. Yep.
This is like an investigative mission. We had to find out what happened.
Yes, Matt, we are 100% on the same page. This email is not going to be about a bunch of... stringing together a bunch of fun, ha-ha, nonsense sentences.
Not going to be fun at all.
No, this is... We're going to actually try to successfully compose an email that's going to get you answers. Please open the compose box.
Yes.
Great. Type in their name. Great. Subject line.
Yeah. This is hard. I have to resist temptation to be silly with
I know.
Like we can't go with like, I want the truth.
Okay, great. So open-ended but safe. Subject line. Checking in.
Could we go just a little, let's take it up one notch from checking in.
Touching base.
Okay. Now we're talking. Touching base is so perfect for this.
I know. Okay,
it's
great.
So insane.
So then first line is just going to be their name. No salutations, just their name,
right,
comma.
Okay.
Maybe a colon.
A colon, Matt.
Which one's a colon?
We're not being silly.
That's not a colon. Is that a colon?
How does it feel?
Look at it on the page.
That's Nicole. I know. It feels nuts.
Leave it in for now.
This is how I would respond, like write to a robot, to Siri. If I had sent Siri an email, it would be their name and then a colon.
Okay.
You may understand it better then.
And now, hey, now you're going to write hey, period.
Okay. Classic.
Yes. I know things ended a little bit strange with name the team.
You want me to say the name of the team?
No, not out loud, but in the email. but I wanted to check in.
I wanted to touch base.
Oh, fine.
Just keep hitting touch base. I wanted to touch base.
About what went down.
Can I? Maybe, yes. Maybe I was misreading things, comma.
Oh, great, 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 great. And I fully accept responsibility for any role I played in that.
But
I felt like we were close, and then I felt like you suddenly froze me out.
I'm going to ask you guys for a little liberty here. And then the next sentence should be started, quote unquote, roboting me, if you will, with your responses. Come on, Nicole. We got to have a little fun with this.
We're fine.
I will say he never, as far as I remember, admitted to do it. Like, I would say things like, were you doing, like, are you, stop behaving like a robot. And the responses would be, that's not what I'm doing.
Oof.
And it makes me insane. Also, there was like a moment where he emphasized he refused to do anything mediocre. No, nothing mediocre. Everything had to be at 1,000%. And that's in my mind where I was like, you're a robot. A Roomba goes 100%.
A Roomba goes 100%. An improv team goes 80%.
At best, that's too good.
That's
60
fair.
Is like solid.
That's
okay,
fair.
So let's pick up where we are.
I'll also say this is not the team I would have guessed it was. Anyway, keep going.
Okay.
Suddenly froze me out. Am I writing?
Yes. Started. No.
You're writing Matt's robot.
Started.
Thing.
Started, quote unquote, roboting me, if you will. He'll know. He's, for the sound of it, he's going to know exactly what you're talking about.
I feel like, okay. I feel like the sentence. No, I just feel like the sentence. It's not actually a separate sentence. It requires a semicolon in between those two sentences.
Well, the chain froze me out and started robot.
Yes.
Okay. I'm learning so much about semicolon.
I don't actually think I'm using it right.
The colon has come up in this email.
Semicolon is dot and the little comma. Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
Hell yeah.
This is, by the way, absolutely essential to this email that we get this right. So let's.
I mean,
sure.
If he's a robot, he's gonna read all mistakes. Mm-hmm. In this.
Yeah. So look, man. New line. Two down. Down two.
Okay.
So look, man. Double dash. Nicole, you don't look happy with that at all.
I just think it's like a really aggressive tone shift from the tone that we've been setting for the rest of this email.
I know, but it's just like, all right.
It's just like now we're like fucking brass tacks.
Yeah.
And this first half was like just, it was composed in a way that was like, patient and empathetic and opening the door to a dialogue. And this is just like, it's not a dialogue. We just want answers.
That's kind of how I feel right now.
This is absurd.
I feel like that's how Andy feels.
I feel like if he is a robot, then this would be the most direct thing.
Yeah,
right.
Yes, but here's the thing: I don't think that we're dealing with a robot. We're clearly not dealing with a robot. We want to access the person inside of the robot.
That's true.
This is like a Dalek.
But you didn't even wait for the second part of my thing.
Okay, fine.
So look, man, double dash, just give it to me straight. Period. I just want to know what was going on. My feelings aren't going to be hurt, whatever it may have been. And now I have to stop because I'm tempted to put something silly in there now. Take it home, Nicole.
Ugh, God, all right, but I got to do damage control.
Come on.
Okay, hold on. Andy, can you read back what we have so far?
Yes. Hey, I know things ended weird after, insert team name, but I wanted to touch base about what went down. Maybe I was misreading things and I fully accept responsibility for any role I played in that, but I felt like we were close and you suddenly froze me out, started roboting me, if you will. So look, man, just give it to me straight. I just want to know what was going on, right? My feelings aren't going to be hurt or whatever it may have been.
Okay, Andy, is this a person you want to be friends with again, or is this just like a thing that it'd be nice to get answers about?
I think it'd be nice to get answers about, because I feel like I've run into him since and it's been just like a quick like, hello, and you keep going.
Right.
Where at no point did we ever go, did you have a breakdown? Or were we all just so terrible that it was just like, that's the only way to behave?
Right, right.
Yeah, because it's weird. It's just interesting.
Great. I would love for this to not feel like a weird thing that exists between us when we run into each other.
I would love for this.
To not feel like a weird thing. That exists between us when we run into each other.
Into each other.
And it's also just an experience. I I look back on and think, huh, that was strange. / confusing.
Next line. So let's meet up for lunch sometime.
I completely agree. I 100% agree. I would have said coffee.
Coffee's fine. Coffee's fine.
So here's what. Okay, great, great, great. Actually, no, that's too silly. So what we're going to say after strange / confusing is if you feel free to respond over email, or if you want to get coffee, or if you want to totally ignore this and pretend I never sent it.
Do we really want to offer him that option? Because that's what he's going to do.
But that's respectful. That's respectful. But,
and then you take that option off his table, right?
No, it's you don't take the option off the table.
But you're taking away one of his, you're taking away the surprise of him doing that, because that seems like something he would do.
What do you mean you're taking away? No, here's the thing. Okay. Ugh, the way empathy works.
Okay, wait. Yeah, so
we're
hold on.
Keep in mind, it's possible this is a robot.
It's possible this is a robot.
We're dealing with a robot who might not understand him.
But also, here's the thing, is robots are real, and we're going to have to live with them. I've accepted that. I'm not going to be scared of robots
anymore.
Also,
he works in computers.
Really?
Maybe he's a computer.
Okay. I just think like as robots evolve to be able to convincingly portray people, mm-hmm. part of that is like the development of feelings and emotions, which means that there must be some essential core within replicants.
Sure.
That responds to these sorts of things the same way that a human would. Mm. And in order to bring out empathy in this person for you, which is what you're going to, how you're going to get answers, mm-hmm. you need to demonstrate empathy to him. And that includes acknowledging that he may not want to respond, and that's okay. And so that's why I think it's important to write it. It's not as if that's going to cause him not to respond. In fact, I think it will have the opposite effect.
That's kind of what I was saying. Maybe I just didn't communicate it clear.
Yeah, because you said do the opposite thing.
What?
You said cut that out. You said remove that option from him. And I'm saying...
No, I'm saying we are removing that option from him by putting it in the email.
Oh, yeah. No, we totally agree.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
100%.
So we
send each other an email about this.
We need to send each other an email.
I'm going
to
follow up about this. I'm going to touch base.
Okay, great. Yeah, please touch base about this. All right, great. And now Andy, sign off.
Wait, what do I do? Wait, hold on. And pretend I never send it. And then...
Can you write Andy sign off, please?
No. Fine. Say goodnight, Kevin. Excellent. Great. And then, Andy, you're just going to save that in that little box, and we'll come back to it later.
Oh, my God. I almost sent it.
How do you say that's ready to go? Perfect.
It's terrifying.
The following text message exchange between Nicole Drisbell and her partner took place earlier this month.
Hi, baby. Just a heads up that it's 9:30 and I'm still at work and I haven't had dinner and I'm on the verge of a first class full scale meltdown because I'm hungry. So I hope your night is going okay. I hope you're at home and you're having a lovely night and you open to the HelloFresh delivery that comes in an insulated, recyclable box and you're having fun making a healthy meal that we can share using the freshest ingredients measured out to exact quantities so there's no food waste. I just yelled at a coworker, text me back and tell me I'm not a monster. Unless you're busy following easy-to-use, step-by-step instructions that anyone from a novice cook to an excellent gourmand such as yourself would appreciate. Hey, I'm on my way home. I cried on the train. I'll probably be there in half an hour, so even if you haven't gotten started yet, that's just enough time to prepare a HelloFresh meal. I'm very, very relieved that we and everyone we love can get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh by visiting HelloFresh.com and entering the promo code INBOX30. Okay, our next segment is Dining Out.
Dining Out.
So, Andy, what we need from you is a quick type into your search bar, seamless.
Just general seamless?
Ooh, general seamless, but I also like that customer care came up.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if they, let's see. Ooh, adjustments.
Okay, nope.
This is it. This is it.
Yeah,
to be it.
Okay, great.
You want me to click this?
Yes. Okay, so go back to the email before this, because I think this email is actually the last part in a bigger thing.
I do love what was ordered there, though.
Did you see what was ordered?
Yeah, we got to go back. There was an adjustment made to this order, like something was applied. Some sort of, there's a long description of what some grub code was applied, and that would be refunded in X number of business days. And then you scroll down, and what was ordered was?
Number 68, the Jim Carrey sandwich. I'm a comedian. You must order a funny sandwich.
Oh my gosh. What is the Jim Carrey sandwich? Do you know it?
I don't, but I'm if it's the one I usually, it's probably like a fried egg on top of like a sandwich that's already a bunch of meats.
That sounds possible.
Excellent.
Is what I'm pretty sure it is.
Wait, I have a question about this. Mm-hmm. This is not emo related. This is just a life question, which okay. is, it's sort of like the Trojan horse of this concept is that it seems like we're just talking about email, but actually we're talking about life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to order like a fried egg or like a sunny side up egg in a delivery situation because I feel like it's rarely going to make it there intact.
Or like it's going to be kind of cold and rubbery by the time it gets to you.
Possibly.
Yeah.
That is true. So I usually try to figure out like a place that's close enough that it'll still be warm by the time it gets to me. And also I prep my room up so the second the food gets there, I don't have to like waste time getting a plate and some napkins mm-hmm. and my little bedside table that I love to eat on and getting comfy. I like set the temp in the room, ready to go, got wow. my table, got my drinks.
Did you say that you changed the temperature for eating?
I like it very, I like the, I like it cold because I get hot when I eat. I eat hard. I eat hard as hell, dude.
How much do you lower it?
I don't lower it a ton. It's just the air conditioner's on low while
oh,
I'm chomping.
I love it.
Oh man, that is great. What an image.
I get sweaty when I eat.
Okay. So I want to go back though.
Especially when
okay.
you eat that Jim Care sandwich.
It's a lot of egg. A lot of meat you got to chew through. It's exhausting. I'm tired thinking about it.
So this is six emails exchanged between you and customer service.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so can you read your email first?
What is the order? Is it?
No,
it starts at the top.
Customarily at the top.
It's 2017. Email starts at the top.
I am constantly confused by where it begins. Okay.
Subject line.
Hi. No exclamation point. Hi, I got this email below with the code. Just tried it at checkout and it said it flat out didn't work. And wouldn't let me use it. I haven't used it yet, so not sure why it's not working.
Oh, a lot of tone. Okay,
hold on.
Wow, a ton of tone
hold
there.
On.
I get
did seamless when you. So you quoted the phrase. It said it flat out didn't work.
That's what it said.
Did
to
it
me.
Really?
I got immediately heated. I was immediately like, "Whoa! Oh, now I'm in a bad mood."
Hold
did
on.
Did you say heated? By the way, because yeah. we were just talking about you warming up when you eat.
Yeah, I get warmed up when I eat. When I get mad.
When you get mad about eating.
When I get mad about eating, forget
wait,
it.
Wait, so you're saying you typed in a code and then Seamless had a cutesy pop-up that said, this flat out doesn't work.
Yes.
Man, that
no.
is. Okay,
yes.
So your tone was absolutely warranted. I take it all back.
Here's, yeah, it's insane that they would program that in there.
Yes. Okay, I was going to say something, but I actually think it might get us into legal trouble, so just keep going. I just think that like some modern tech companies have like chosen to speak to us like we're cool idiots.
Yes.
And I don't love it.
I agree.
But I didn't say who. I looked at Ben like Ben's also a legal scholar. I have such
Ben, can we do that? We're getting a yes.
Oh, we're getting a yes from Ben.
Ben, our producer, we often consult him for legal advice.
Ben, the lawyer. Okay, and then Seamless responds. Oh, no, they know it's Seamless.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So Seamless responds.
Okay, great. And they responded. They just sent you a code.
Please enjoy this Seamless discount code. Just note the expiration date and that this discount isn't stackable with the other offers.
Oh, this right? is what you used on the Jim Carrey sandwich.
This is wonderful. Yeah, but
you got $5
I need to know,
off.
Why are there still six emails?
Hold on, let me go back because it's not within this one, but I know this took a while.
No, it's right there.
Where did you see? Oh, yeah.
So it says it was six, but it looks like it was only two.
Keep going.
Maybe you have to go to the bottom to see the rest of them.
Oh, you're right. It was a fake out.
There we go. So they sent me that code.
Great.
And then immediately sent an email from an actual person. You want me to read this?
Please.
All right.
No, I don't. I mean, you are going to read it, but it is absurd that we're reading this on the air because there's nothing fun or interesting about this.
This is just very straightforward.
But that's Matt true. Said yes so quickly. So I want our listeners to know, Matt thought this would be fun for you.
And I already regret it because I skimmed it and it is boring.
Hi, Andy. So sorry for the confusion and inconvenience you experienced when you received your push notification. I don't even know what that means. With those types of offers, you must click on the notification and place your order at that time. The code will then automatically transfer to your order during the checkout process. I have went ahead and sent a separate email that contains a promo code that you can cut and paste and use on your next order with Seamless. Best.
That really did make me glaze over, and not because of your reading. Just that is a lot of boring text.
It was just very
but
technical.
Then there's another twist, because I tried that.
Oh, no.
Goddamn code from hell, and it said the same damn thing again to me.
Uh-oh.
So I was losing it, sweating in my room.
Hold on. No. You're not losing it. This is 2 days later.
Well, this was 2 days later. I still hadn't eaten.
A measured response from you 2 days later.
Well, I got mad that it didn't work when I tried that, and it didn't work, and then I just went out, I think, and got pizza or something.
Yes.
Because I was very irritated, and I couldn't wait for another response.
Okay, so this next one.
Hi, I tried this code, and again, in all caps, it said it flat out doesn't work. I don't understand. There was no link to click. So I inputted it. I don't even know if that's a word. When I was checking out and it still didn't work. What is happening?
What is happening? Yes.
I love this so much. And also sent from iPhone, which is such a clear indication of like, I haven't thought this through. Andy, there's so many reasons why I love this. I love this because I feel like I don't understand is probably the most commonly used phrase in a customer service complaint.
Oh, yeah.
And it usually means like, I'm not trying to understand. I just don't. And number two, this is also so counter to your laid back, friendly, bubbly personality. Like, I feel like this first email, we got right to the seedy underbelly of Andy's anger, and it's food related.
It's more than, it's machine. I hate machines.
Oh, and this goes right back to email roulette.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy.
I hate when a machine that has one job can't do that one job. Nothing makes me crazier. I think I talk to my electronics more than I talk to anything else.
Wait, what's the machine with one job here?
I mean, in this, it's that app. That's a machine. It's got one job. You press, and that's it.
I got a question.
If the person on the other end, the food person, makes the order wrong or like, that's different. That I have, you know, miles of patience for, because it's a person, you make mistakes, that's fine. A robot, you press a button and a robot does a robot move. This robot wasn't doing it. A code is literally robot talk to a machine and the machine went, nah, dude.
Sorry, bro. Hey.
Flat out doesn't work.
Flat out doesn't. He said that. The robot said that to me.
Go back. Is that more or less annoying than the robot response you're getting from the person we emailed earlier? Mm. It flat out doesn't work.
Probably.
Identical levels.
I think they're both honestly the exact same kind of thing to me.
Go back for me, please, to when you received the promo code of $5. Mm-hmm. I want to know what date that was.
Promo code was received on the 10th.
And what day did you buy the Jim Carrey sandwich? I want to know how long you waited to spend that sweet code.
I agree. This is what we want to know.
By the time I actually got it was the 12th, 2 days later at 3 a.m.
So that's when you got the sandwich.
That's when I finally was able to order with this thing.
I will say, though, I do love their customer service. Like, I've never had a complaint not be met with a very thoughtful response and a code. I think they understand.
I do agree with that, yes.
I think they understand if you're going to corner the market on like feeding millennials, mm-hmm. you have to take care of them.
Yes.
So maybe they're right to, maybe the cool idiot marketing is not wrong.
I think if it just said, like, the perfect response to me from a robot would just be, so sorry, I let you down.
Yeah.
So sorry, I didn't do the one thing I'm good at. Let me help you.
Or like,
I would be like, hell yeah, robot. Yeah, like,
or maybe that was my bad, but that code, and you could even say flat out didn't work in that case because, stay with me. If you started with, maybe that was my bad, but that code flat out didn't work, it would not be as aggravating.
That wouldn't be as bad, yes. Yeah. Because at least you take some responsibility.
Right.
That flat out didn't work makes it sound like either I got insane fingers who can't press buttons or I don't know how to read.
No, that flat out didn't work is the equivalent of you blew it. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yep.
And then I finally got a response that same day. Now, I sent out the "this isn't working" email on the 12th at 3:18 in the morning.
This is so sad.
To which I got.
When was the first complaint sent? At what time? It was the 10th. At what time?
The first time I sent that email was the 10th at 2:36 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Okay.
Were you trying to order the Jim Carrey in the first place?
Maybe. I don't even remember what I was trying to order. At 2:30, it was probably something like sushi or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're making good choices. At
2:30. I mean, during the day, I'm a.
And sushi's a cooler food to start with. So, like, temperature wise, you're in a good place.
I'm already in a great place. It's not going to overheat me. you know, it's easy to chew.
That's right.
Don't need to set up as many things. But then I get another response, this time from a different seamless person. So, I'm not even dealing with the same person. I'm just constantly getting responses back from randos. Hi there. I'm so sorry to hear that you're having trouble applying your promo code. If you'd like us to apply the code to your order for you, we can do that. Once the order is placed, email us to notify us that the order is placed. Send us your order number as well. Let us know about the promo code you're trying to apply and we'll take care of it.
That almost was like, I feel like I'm reading tone into everything now, but there's almost tone in that. if he wants to do it for you, I mean, we can.
It's like, in case your fingers are dumb.
It's embarrassing that you can.
We have smart fingers here.
Cool, idiot. I guess we'll do it.
That's literally what it is.
Oh, okay, moron. Yeah, I'll do that for you. No problem.
Insane.
But also, I did not read that. I just read that it's being taken care of.
Oh, yeah. No, see, I'm on guard now.
Sure.
See, I think if it's adding steps to how long till I can, because now I have to order and then email them that thing and then they'll deal with it. And then instead of me just going, you saw what I ordered, right? Just refund me.
Yeah.
Like you can see what my order number is and all my info. You should just be like, we'll take care of it. Go back to sleep or whatever.
And we already know that you're ordering from somewhere nearby right. so that the egg can get there intact. So like you could just go get it.
Exactly. You're asking them to be Sherlock's?
Oh, yeah. Because they're machines. Machines.
Ooh, Robot Sherlock. That's a show.
Hey, it's Matt. Leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Hey, Matt. It's Nicole. I'm just, no pressure. I'm just leaving you a voicemail to remind you to check your electronic mail because there are things in there that it would be really great, no pressure, if you could respond to at your earliest convenience. If that's okay, that would be great. No pressure. Don't be mad at me. Bye.
Hey, you've reached Nicole's voicemail. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now. Don't be mad at me.
Hey, Nicole, it's Matt. Sorry I haven't gotten back to you. I've been in complete hell shopping for clothes. I don't know. It's like you go to the store and you look in the mirror and you see that your pants are terrible because in the context of the store, your pants don't look as good because everything's new there. Anyways, this is brutal. I'm trying to get through it. I'm sorry I haven't checked anything, but I will check it as soon as I can.
Hey, Matt, it's Nicole. Got your last voicemail, which was real fun, but also really frustrating because if you were checking your email, you would see that Bombfell wants to set you up with a stylist who will help you pick and send you excellent clothing. So, you know, this is a great lesson about checking your email, so do that. Matt, seriously, this is another voicemail reminding you to respond to your emails. It's Nicole. You don't even have to call me back. Just send me an email. Email me back. Or call me. I don't care. Either one's fine.
Hey, Nicole, it's Matt. Sorry I've been slow in getting back to you. I'm actually kind of swimming in stylish clothes at the moment. I tried out Bombfell, and I got some new outfits, and I've been pretty focused on them. So here's what happens. You go online. You fill out a quick questionnaire at Bombfell, quick painless questionnaire. They pair you with a stylist, one-on-one pairing. That person starts sending you clothes. And I'm talking pants. I'm talking shirts. And for me, these are things that I was not going to pick out on my own. This person said, hey, this might look good on you. And lo and behold, it did. So this is a big deal, Nicole. You can't just, it's not easy to change your look. You know what I mean? We get stuck in our ways. It's nice to have some fresh threads, some new things picked out for you, a fresh eye, a fresh perspective. The other good thing is this is flexible. You can cancel it anytime. You can pause it at any time. When they send you clothes, sorry, I got cut off there. What I was saying is when they send you clothes, you pick what you want, send back what you don't want. And so it's totally flexible. It's easy to use. And Nicole, I just want to say, this is high quality stuff here. All right, talk to you later.
Hey, Matt, it's Nicole. I have a boyfriend.
Nicole, Matt, I have no idea what that last message was about. What are you talking about? You have a boyfriend? Okay, fine. Bye.
Hi, Matt, it's Nicole. Just to clarify that last message, which you said didn't make any sense, I'm saying I have a boyfriend who wears boyfriend clothing, and it would be nice if that clothing was a little bit nicer and maybe also was stylish and made of lovely materials and helped him feel good about himself, but also when I looked at him, I felt great about looking at him. Hey, Matt, it's Nicole. Sorry to leave you a double message. It's just I was thinking about what I said, and it sounded really harsh about my boyfriend. He dresses fine. It could be upped a level, and that would be great, but it came off really harsh. It's not harsh. He wears fine clothes. It would be nice if he wore fine, stylish clothes. Okay. Bye. Call me back. Bye.
Hey, Nicole, got your messages. Listen, I think we can fix your boyfriend's clothing problem. Not that I would ever call it a problem, but there's a promotion for Inbox listeners. You're going to go to bombfell.com/inbox and you get $25 off your first order. That's BOMBFELL. You go to bombfell.com/inbox, $25 off. Nicole, let's make this happen. I emailed you the offer. So please check your email, Nicole. It's kind of rude not to. Bombfell, open and clothes.
Parental units.
So, Andy, we asked you to pull an email exchange from a parental unit, but you said you don't email.
I've never emailed my parents anything other than like a picture when I was like on vacation once or something, but like there were no words in that. It was just like, hey, here's me.
Is that them or like, are they just not super email parents?
Yeah. I mean, they're definitely not tech savvy people. They're not robots. They're not robots.
Mm-hmm.
They're the kind of people that will let tech problems pile up until I visit them in 2 months. And then I'll have to fix 20 to 30 like mistakes that are either like email things that they've never responded to or couldn't, or things they can't log into. Like
it's really
their lives just shut down and they go, Andy will come. Andy will save. Andy will fix it.
Okay. But you do text.
We do text. And it's mostly just my dad going, hey, answer.
Well, I see some long paragraphs.
Also,
there.
By the way, we only text in complete Spanish.
Ooh.
There is no English. They speak English, but it's very limited. So our texting is always in Spanish and our conversation is always in Spanish. How does this work? What am I?
I would,
so did you pull one that you want to read?
I can just, my moms are great. Because I think they're usually just very angry.
I think we got to hear it in Spanish first and then a translation, right?
Completely agree.
Hold on. I got to find one really quick here.
Why is it green? Are your parents Android?
Yeah. Not Android, but.
Are his parents Androids?
Everything's a robot.
Oh, it looks like your mother sent you an excerpt of the Declaration of Independence.
That's what it looks
what
like.
What is it, though?
This is. She never sends pictures. And then she sent like what I assume was sent to her because like they're from Ecuador. So what happens is all my family in Ecuador, I think in Ecuador, all those like corny emails that you used to send here like 15 years ago.
Oh, they're making the
are
rounds.
Being sent there to everyone where it's like, here's a picture of a guy rescuing a puppy. And it's like, believe in yourself or whatever underneath or something like goofy that's just supposed to like that we know is dumb. But to my mom, it's like, this is a legitimate email or a legitimate photograph to have to share with my son. So she texted me a picture of this, and this is what it says.
And it is in like Lucinda handwriting.
Yes. And it's printed on what looks like it's like text over a backdrop that looks like Declaration of Independence.
Great
paper.
Font recognition, by the way, Nicole.
I don't know that I'm right, though. I don't.
I believed you when you said it.
Thanks.
I believe in you.
There we go. This is an afternoon during her lunch break. Oh, she always also asked me to get lunch with her, and I can never make it.
Wait,
she works in the city. Yeah.
That's right. They live not too far.
Yeah, yeah. So
you should be over there fixing their emails more than every 2 months.
I know. Okay. But it takes forever to get there. They're deep in Queens. Okay. This is what she said. If you are alone, I'll be your shadow. If you want to cry, I'll be your shoulder. If you are not happy, I'll be your smile. If you need me, I'll always be there.
So sweet.
That's very sweet. Also, the first one's a little creepy. I'll be your shadow. Like, don't look over your, like, watch your back.
It's wonderful from a mother. The person who originally wrote it really feels a little first drafty.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would agree.
And so we can't find an angry text message from your mother?
Hold on. Let me keep going back. I know it's here somewhere. Is there a way to search just like words?
Yes.
Oh, how do I do that?
To the top
of the thread, all the way.
Wait, no, not to the top of the thread. Go.
Oh, into your messages.
Yeah,
top
go
of
back
your message.
To the top. Go back. Yes. And then up there.
Oh, and then
what is an angry word your mother would have used to you?
A word called ingrato, which means ingrate. So this isn't even an angry message. She just likes to throw this word into like text messages in between like stuff. And that's how I know that she's pissed off because it's been a while since I've like seen them or responded. So I can read this in Spanish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's very short. So she writes, hola, Mirei. ¿Cómo estás? Ingrato. No te veo tiempos. Te quiero mucho, mucho. I don't respond. And then 3 days later, hola, ¿cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás tu salud y trabajo? Espero que todo esté bien. Cuídate mucho. Te quiero mucho, mucho, mucho. Te extrañamos. And then I finally respond and I say, hola, mamá, todo bien. Te quiero mucho también. And then that's it.
So just one ingrate in there.
Yes, one ingrate. And also, that's usually what happens. She'll send one with like a mean word. And then when she sees I don't respond, she'll change her tactic and not include it. And then I'll respond.
So can you read the first one in English?
Hi, my Mirei is like my king. Hi, my king. How you doing? Ingrate. We haven't seen you in a very long time. I love you so much, much.
Beautiful.
That's
so
phenomenal.
That doesn't get her what she's looking for.
So then she writes back again 3 days later. Hey, how are you? How's your health and your job? I hope everything is good. Take care of yourself. I love you so much, much, much. We miss you.
I would love it if it was, how's your health and your job, Ingrate?
I know. Ingrate is really funny.
She missed an opportunity for Ingrate.
Such a good word.
The more we do this segment, the more I really, the word of the day is empathy. The more I really feel for parents.
I mean, it's insane that I didn't respond, but also she loves to get like mean about, like, so if I don't have time to like talk to her or like have a big thing, she'll get mad like that. And then I hate that and I choose not to respond to it.
Is she mad in that or is she just like digging a little bit? Because she did call you my king and an ingrate and say that she loves you much.
Yeah. But I know, the way I read that is all those things are nice things that she would say. That's the only real one in there.
Right.
Like to me, that's the message. All I see is ingrate. We haven't seen you in a long time. That's what I'm seeing in this one.
That's the big headline, I'd say.
This next segment is a new segment we're introducing called What's Your Tube History? It's your and YouTube, but combined into one. So it's Your Tube History.
I like that.
Yes.
What's Your Tube History?
So Andy, we're going to check out your YouTube search history.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess not.
Wait, so a lot of Stevie Nicks. Okay, hold on. I need to, hold on. This is absurd. The evolution of this search term, hands down, hands down, hands off, hands off.
This is so scary.
Hands
for
off,
me.
Okay. Okay. So these are four separate search terms, and this is in order from oldest to newest. First search term is wild, W-I-L. Next search term is wild, W-I-L-D. Next search term is wild hot here.
Not wild hogs.
Not wild heart, wild here, W-I-L-D space H-E-A-R. And then final search term is wild heart Stevie Nicks. What was so hard?
The first one was we, by the way. W-I-I.
Oh, is it really? The first one is we, then wild here, which I assume is mostly heart, and then wild heart Stevie Nicks. These all clearly happened at the same time. Mm-hmm. What happened?
So it looks like from this context clues, it looks like this probably all happened at the same time, and it happened a lot too with rolling. Okay, yeah. My guess is I was freaking trashed. Because at some point I also look up Rolling Stones and I write Roly, and then I search Rolling, and then I search Rolling Stowe, and then I search Rolling Stones L, and then I search Rolling Stones Live, and then I search Rolling Stones Live with an extra H.
Is it, maybe it's just that I'm going to leave open the possibility that the YouTube search function is just.
Come on, guys. The next one.
Okay, great. Next one.
I search shove, then shovels and rope, then shovels and rope bah, and then shovels and rope bad.
Maybe this is just how you search for things. This is just your technique.
I think this might also just be YouTube being too sensitive.
That's
maybe YouTube.
That's what that is. Because
maybe YouTube.
That's a year
like,
ago.
Yeah. Maybe YouTube
also,
is like.
I mean, unless I only this is also stuff I've logged in and then looked up stuff, right?
Yes.
So it's. This is not like.
Also, what did Hillary Clinton do in San Diego that you were so desperate to find out about?
I don't know. You know? Yeah, because a year ago, I don't think I was searching Casey Jones when I was wasted.
Right. So it might just be that YouTube logs a history as you're typing it in.
Yeah. That's what I'm guessing. Even like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Because as you start writing, it starts to guess.
Yes.
So maybe every time you start to write. Yeah, that makes way more sense.
I think it's much funnier.
Yeah, I think it way better.
The other way. But I think we all learned something pretty great. This next segment is called Search Alert.
Search Alert.
Okay. So, Andy, we're going to give you a search term to type into your email, and we're going to look for an email that comes up that uses this word. Okay. Now, this is targeted because we're not just going to pick an open-ended term. There's something specific that I would like to see if you've written about it all. And that is because one of the first things I learned about you is that you watch and love the television show Rain, which you began watching because of a girl that you like, but then actually fell in love with yourself. Is this true?
Yes.
Wait, I really love this a lot.
The show Rain, I'm not familiar.
It's a terrible show. Spelled R-E-I-G-N.
Oh.
And can you give us a quick summary of it?
So the show is about, what is it?
Can you do like a season one Cliff Notes?
It's about Queen Mary of Scots, and it's like her story, right? Her as like, before she becomes Queen Mary, like when she's like, I don't know history, so this is tough. But it's supposed to be like historical, except all the music is done by the Lumineers. So whenever they dance in this like ancient time or whatever, they're dancing to like drums and bass and like acoustic, like
actual Lumineer song, like not a song written for the show.
No,
it's like a Lumineer song off one of their albums,
like a Knight's Tale style.
This show sounds amazing.
Yeah, I don't know why I haven't watched this show yet, because this sounds perfect.
So dumb.
I love it.
First episode, there's like a moment where like every girl gets horny, and then they all like, there's like one girl who's just like masturbating in the middle of a hallway against a wall for no reason, and everyone's like kind of like getting down, and it makes no sense. It has nothing to do with history. It's just like hot people doing hot stuff.
This show sounds great. Also, one of the actresses is going to be on the actual best show of all time, Once Upon a Time, next season. So I should really watch Rain.
You should watch. It's really addicting because it's so insane. And at one point, magic becomes a part. Like, people have powers all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane. This There's no history in this.
So good.
Oh, no.
Okay, so I need you to type in Rain. And I just want to see if you've
with
ever...
I don't think I've ever sent the word Rain to anyone.
Really?
I mean, I probably talked about it to people over like Facebook.
There are
Messenger.
A lot of emails that just came up.
Yeah, but it's not like... I think it's just like when the word Rain is used, but none of this is specific to Rain.
I'm so disappointed.
I know.
But we still learned something here, Nicole.
We learned a lot about the show.
Yes, that's true. We did.
And I'm pretty sure you're going to watch it tonight.
Do you guys email a lot of things?
Definitely going to watch it tonight.
Email is, for me, it's never like a way to talk to someone about something. It's always just like...
logistics for you?
Yeah.
No.
Like, when I looked at my emails, I was like, all of this is just scheduling.
It has become more logistical for me, but I have a long history of like conversations on email with friends.
Wow. Yeah,
I had like running chains with friends.
I definitely used to do that a long, long time ago.
Before Rain is what you're saying.
Yes, way before Rain.
Gotcha.
But the longest emails I send are probably to myself now.
Really?
Yeah,
We're going to have an episode where we are the guests.
What you will find is you will find like really long tirades I sent myself about Once Upon a Time, just to like put my thoughts somewhere.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh wow, I don't know how we can ever leave that hanging out there.
Never.
Do you write it so you can like, is it like a complicated show that you have to figure out, and by writing it, you
figure
out what's
happening? No, it's like sometimes I have very complicated feelings about things related to the show. There's just like the ship that I ship is just like, complicated. It's messy. I have a lot of feelings, especially as a feminist, that I have to juggle in relation to this.
Can we just get like one snippet of one of these? Like, I feel like if I'm listening, like, I gotta have just
gotta know
like a first line, a couple lines.
I really don't know that we can.
Please,
I'm looking it up.
Let's just try.
Oh, this show is horrible. Oh, never mind. I quit.
No, I gotta know. I gotta know what you say
up.
In these.
Oh God, I want to die. This is what this show, I don't know why I brought it up. Here's what happened.
We've recorded
a couple today. I felt vulnerable. Okay, here's what I will say. This is the most that I'm giving you. This is the most that you're getting.
Okay.
I'll give you the subject line, and then I will give you the first line in one of these emails.
Okay, and do we need a timestamp? Would that be helpful?
Yeah, the timestamp is July 28th, 2017.
And also, you put a subject line to an email to yourself.
Yes. The subject line is, Rumbel thoughts, I am a mess. And Rumbel is the ship, just so people know. It's Rumpelstiltskin and Belle. Look, I wasn't going to say that, but I did. And I feel like this is a gesture of goodwill, so our guests aren't allowed to complain anymore. The first line of this email happens to be a quote from the show. So it's not just me being poetic. But the first line of this email is, love is layered. Okay, I'm done.
Oh, no. Love is layered.
I'm done. Also, Andy, I think you'd really like it.
I bet I would love it.
Oh my gosh, this show is, theme of the day is empathy, and ooh boy, am I experiencing empathy for our guests right now. Empathy is when you have to do something you were making someone else do and you hate it now, right? That's what empathy is?
Yes. Yeah, great. I mean, that's a succinct definition, but I'll buy it.
Okay, great. Oh, speaking of.
So, are we returning to email roulette here?
Yes, we are. Okay. We are indeed.
Now, I have a couple possible edits we may want to make. I've been keeping track of a couple notes of things we may want to just reread the email, want to work in a couple things.
Okay, excellent.
So should we have Andy reread it
Andy,
to refresh everyone's
please
memory?
Please pull that email up.
Subject.
Touching base. Hey, I know things ended weird after blank, but I wanted to touch base about what went down. Maybe I was misreading things, and I fully accept responsibility for any role I played in that. But I felt like we were close, and you suddenly froze me out. Started roboting me, if you will.
So look, man, just give it to me straight. I just want to know what was going on. My feelings aren't going to be hurt, whatever it may have been. I would love for this to not feel like a weird thing that exists between us when we run into each other. And it's also just an experience I look back on and think, ha, that was strange / confusing. Feel free to respond over email, or if you want to get coffee, or if you want to totally ignore this and pretend I never sent it. Andy.
I also think this is just people in the comedy community have at one time or another either received or sent an email that said, I just want to make sure stuff's not weird when we run into each other. Like, yeah. All been on some end of that email.
So a couple things from our conversation here that we just might want to consider working in.
Great. Third beats, if you will.
Number one, what is happening?
That's how I would respond to a robot.
I mean, there's anywhere to work that in. That would take it up a notch. We may not want to do that. And the only other thing is, like, if we could just slip in an ingrate at the beginning, just like early on, and just keep going. I think those would be my edits.
Ooh, the first one, I don't know if there's a place for what is happening, but ingrate, definitely.
I mean, I can definitely put.
Okay, no,
what
I think
is
it's
happening
just the last
could
word.
Easily go here. Just FYI. Like, to me, it's like I look back and think,
oh,
huh, that was strange.
/
confusing.
/
what is happening?
Yeah.
100% okay, right? Excellent work. Okay. Excellent work. Okay. It goes at the end. Yes. Wow. Great work.
Is it capital to me?
Yes.
Good. Because that's what I was going to do.
Excellent. And then I think the last word of it is just ingrate.
Pretend I never sent it.
Or like after Andy. After Andy, maybe yes. Down a couple lines.
Just
ingrate. What do you think, Nicole? Where do you want to put that?
Oh, gosh, I don't know, because I feel like part of like the elegance of the ingrate is when it's just like sort of in the middle there somewhere.
Okay, so yeah, where you had it originally.
So feel free to respond over email, or if you want to get coffee, or if you want to totally ignore it and pretend I never sent it, ingrate.
Wait, as part of the sentence?
Ingrate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ingrate.
Beautiful.
That is great.
Okay, great. And now it's time for email roulette.
Okay, we have a trivia question. Do you want to do this? Do you want to set this up?
Okay, yes. I have strong feelings about what I think this is.
Okay, and we should say, of course, Andy, you have to answer this correctly to avoid having to send this email.
Okay.
But what you need to know is Nicole and I don't know the answer, and we are on your side. We're going to try to help you.
Wait, yeah,
you
except
you
I will say...
We don't know the answer.
No, we don't. Ben did it.
Oh, Ben did. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Ben, our producer, knows it. We didn't write it, and we want to help you.
Yes.
We're not going to play games. We're just straight up trying to get this right.
Okay. Here's the thing, though. I will say, initially, remember, I was very against you having to send this email. I've since come around. I think it'd be great if you had to send it.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Okay. At over 8 million dislikes, what YouTube video stands as the most disliked on the internet? A, the Catch Me Outside Girl. B, I don't know. I tried to read it like she says it, but I don't think I did a great job. I think I abandoned it halfway through.
I didn't even hear inflection in that at all.
Yeah. I got rid of the CH at the end. I don't want to talk about it.
You got to do
it. You know what I mean? The Cash Me Out. I can't do it. It's problematic. I don't like it.
You got to do it.
It's complicated. It's can't do it. B. So A, that thing. B, Justin Bieber's baby. C, Ghostbusters 2016 film trailer. D, size Gangnam Style.
Can I just say, this is a great trivia question.
This is an excellent trivia question.
This is very well written, and I normally feel like I can strike one of these off right as we start. I don't feel that way right now.
Oh, really? I feel like I am so sure of what the correct answer is.
And what are you feeling?
I don't want to say yet. I want to hear what Andy says.
Okay, the first one was the girl, right? Then there was
Then baby. Justin Bieber's baby.
I said that word.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber's baby, right?
Yes.
I don't know what that means. Did he have
baby.
A baby?
Yeah, song.
No, it's a song.
Baby.
Yeah.
I doubt anyone. There's too many people who like that. There's no way.
Okay.
Like,
I'm with you on that.
Unless like every dude who listens to metal decided to comment on that. I feel like it's
possible.
Not the most hated.
So I'm coming around here. I have it down to two, I think.
Yes. Then,
so I say definitely that one's out.
The Ghostbusters 2016 trailer.
Right. I know that had like a lot of like.
Still in contention.
Definitely right. Still in contention.
And D's got to be in contention.
Gangnam Style. Yeah.
Yeah, but didn't everyone like know, like get that was like fun and silly? And so like.
So you think it's A or C?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, I fully agree.
And I feel like A is probably most likely it because I feel like that's the kind of video that a ton of parents who have nothing to do and are at home and first learn about the computer or watch Dr. Phil or something. They go on and then just keep commenting and having conversations with other parents who also watch Dr. Phil discussing.
Whoa, that is.
That's to me, in my mind, that's probably that. And then also because like everyone probably has a bigger opinion on that, I feel like.
Wow, that is a very specific narrative you constructed.
Yeah.
in my mind, that's the people who okay. comment all the time, or the people who like are like at home watching a TV wow. show and it comes up, right?
Okay.
It's like daytime people, daytime TV people.
Okay. I don't want to dissuade you because you're so sure. I will just want to go on the record as saying I have such little faith in the world. My guess was definitely Ghostbusters.
Right. I could see that. I could see that.
Let it be known, Ben is shaking his head. I don't know what that means.
I don't either. He's never done it before.
This is very tricky. I feel like we should have a thing where we can't see his head.
I don't even, I try not to look in Ben's direction while we're discussing this.
He keeps putting his head in my eye line.
So what do you think, guys? Sounds like we're a bit divided here.
I mean, but Andy, I don't want to.
Wait, can I ask what you guys?
I just told you what I think.
Oh yeah, you think it's Ghostbusters. What do you think?
Sorry, I got mad. I don't know why I got mad at you.
You did.
I got mad. I was thinking about feminism.
I'm inclined to say Ghostbusters, but I just can't stop thinking about Gangnam Style too.
Wow. Here's the other thing is, the Ghostbusters, it jumped out at me. It's no way that this is the wrong answer. This must be right. And that's usually fool's errand.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about most hated of like all time, right? But
like,
which video is older?
But so Gangnam Style, so many people saw it, and it's like, bad is part of what it is. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it's got this quality. Like, so people might do like a thumbs down, even if they didn't hate it.
Yeah.
It's like, this is so bad. I love it. Bad, bad.
Yeah.
You know, that could have been a thing.
That would definitely be one of the older ones, I'd say.
And it does have, it feels like it has the potential because it's been older. I agree.
But this is what I do when I play trivia. I take a long walk in the wrong direction sometimes. So you may not want to follow me down this path. You go with your, you got to go with your gut.
You got to go with your gut.
Sticking with my gut. It's a bunch of people watching Dr. Phil.
Okay. Do you want to set that rant up for us again? What are these people doing at home?
I think it's A.
It's Andy's mother is what it sounds
like. I think it's the most hated because that video got very popular on like daytime TV, right? I feel like she was on Dr. Phil and like all those kind of shows and probably every mom was like, oh my God, look at that daughter. She's terrible. Like my daughter wouldn't behave this way. And are probably commenting on that video or on her thing constantly being like, that's not the right way to behave and all this kind of stuff. And I bet it's like a bunch of just like parents who live at home, like messaging each other back and forth.
Most parents live at home.
Your dad lives at home, huh?
Home parents.
All right.
Okay.
Guess.
So A, you haven't wavered.
Yes,
final answer.
Sticking with A.
Damn it.
No.
Oh boy.
We'll let you go again.
Yeah, guess again. If I'm going to guess again, I'm going to go with D.
Oh.
What?
Oh, wow.
Then it's got to be C.
No, it's B.
Oh, wow.
It was baby?
Yeah. Wow, whoa. The Bieber video.
That's
crazy.
Never had a shot.
We tossed it out right away.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think I've never heard anyone like hate that. It's terrible music, but I don't think anyone had like such strong opinions that 8 million people would not like it.
First of all, how dare you? Terrible music.
it's terrible.
Wow.
So
all the moms at home would agree.
Now I'm gonna say, look. Now sometimes there's a gray area here. Like, well, you know, you got it on the third try. No, we went 0-3.
Yeah.
Like legit, couldn't have been more wrong.
Yep.
That's
also,
as wrong as you can possibly.
Also,
wrong
back to back. Now we know Ben aggressively nodded when I suggested C. So he's just there to mislead.
Absolutely can't look at Ben during this part. Totally throw you off.
Yep. Well, but now we know in the future.
And okay. we know that you have to send that email.
Yeah, Andy, you know what you got to do. Okay.
Oh boy. Oh God.
Yay!
There it is. Fly away.
Oh, yay.
Oh, boy.
Yikes. And then you're just going to check
a coupon code. I hope I get here's a coupon code to talk to me again.
Ugh, Andy, you are a delight.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We're all going to go home and watch me.
Go watch it.
And possibly Once Upon a Time.
Mayo.